Welcome to your daily devotional for January 23rd. What to do when government is anti-Christian? Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. These recent days have been hard, and they're getting harder already for God-fearing, Bible-believing Christians in America. Folks with worldview and agenda that opposes the divine worldview are now in power. But let us remember that the Apostle Paul ministered in the days of Nero. Let us consider ourselves blessed that the First Amendment guaranteeing free speech and exercise of religion is still intact to a large degree today. Let Christians make their voices known and the gospel heard in a peaceful manner, with honor and good testimony. We obey all laws that do not come into direct conflict with the law of Christ. That's a high bar. There's no excuse for criminal behavior, our hearts full of hate. Would we make a mockery of Jesus who saved our souls with our lives? Let us further apply. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. There are those who had looked at the evidence and still are convinced that the election was fraudulent to the point that the result was changed. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court would not hear the evidences that the media largely buried. So were the authorities still appointed by God? Yes, for some reason, God allowed the results. In 2 and 4 years, perhaps, an America revived by the Lord will choose different folks to govern them. Read on to see my justification for this statement just made. Going back to our text, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. This is true on a lot of levels, even with the worst of rulers. But when use of pronouns identified outside of God's creation of everyone as either a male or a female are endorsed, evil works are rewarded. When orders made by the prior administration to cease funding to any overseas groups promoting murder of babies in the womb are rescinded immediately, good works are terrorized. And again, evil works are rewarded. The list continues and shall continue. The point is that things seem backwards in the world, and so it is. The world cannot understand the righteousness of God in Christ because it is of another spirit. What spirit are you of? Protest against these things, but set your affections first on the souls of men. For if the hearts of men be not changed, the great possible revival will not happen either.